Hey, 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 hey. Hi, this is Noxcast, the 70th Noxcast. That's 69 way too many. Right, Jason? Right, Jason?
Jason? Yes.
Way too many. Way too many Noxcasts.
Perhaps.
No.
I was in a swamp today.
You were in a swamp.
I was.
You were. Why were you in a swamp?
I like the swamp.
So you have no reason. You have no reason.
You need a reason.
So you just woke up.
If I was like, hey, I went to the mall today, you'd be like, oh.
Well, if I'm like, hey,
I went to the swamp today, then you're like, ah.
Well, if you go to the mall to buy stuff, I mean, what's the point of going to a swamp?
I wanted to see the swamp people.
There's no such thing as swamp people.
Not yet.
Not yet? What's that supposed to mean? What are you cooking up?
Absolutely nothing.
What do you got up your sleeve?
Nothing.
Okay. So you tried to record some audio there, too.
Yeah.
That's another thing I don't get, because, I mean, if you're going to a swamp, why not record video?
So I didn't want swamp video.
Well, I mean, if you go to a swamp and record audio, then you could just say that you're anywhere. I mean, you record video.
But I was in a swamp. I don't know, I mean, the sound is going to be different if I'm in a swamp versus in Walmart.
Why, what sounds does a... There's a swamp make.
Wah! Wah!
You can hear that at Walmart.
Wah!
There's a crazy Santa Claus lady at our Walmart that does that.
Well, she's not in the swamp now, is she?
No, but she belongs in a swamp.
Well, she's not in a swamp.
Well, we're going to put her in a swamp.
That's not nice.
Sometimes you gotta do bad things for good reasons.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
You never have to do bad things.
Sometimes you have to.
No.
Nate, you're wrong.
No.
You are wrong.
No, Robert.
You and your swamp. So how was it?
The swamp, it was pretty good. It was very hot and windy.
I bet.
It was a swamp, you know?
Did you see anything interesting there besides swamp people?
No, not really.
No animals?
Nah, it was just kind of swamp.
Yeah, just kind of a swamp. That's just your basic swamp stuff. I haven't been to a swamp in forever.
Yeah, it was. I found some interesting stuff out there.
Like what?
Like a giant pile of old clothes.
I don't know. Well, what was that doing there?
I have no idea. I don't want to know.
I think somebody was killed there.
I mean, it was lots of clothes though. It was like 50 pairs of pants and socks everywhere.
Wow, I don't want to know what's going on there either. Whatever it is, it's probably illegal.
I found a washing machine.
You found a washing machine in the swamp?
And an oven.
An oven, too?
Yep.
Wow, what were they doing in a swamp?
I have no idea. I don't know how they got there either.
You know what? You're right. A swamp is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot more interesting than Walmart.
Yeah. I mean, Walmart has ovens and stuff. But they don't
have swamp ovens. What?
They don't have swamp ovens.
What's a swamp oven?
It's an oven in the swamp.
Oh, okay. I guess they don't. I guess they don't have swamp ovens. They have, they just have regular, ovens. I don't even think they have under ovens.
Swamp ovens.
So, anything else new with you?
I got a new instrument.
And what would that be?
I think I told you about it. It's the EWE 4000S.
Is it the one that makes those cool noises?
Yeah.
That's cool. You sent me videos of that. It makes a lot of really, really crazy noises.
Yeah, man. It's a wind synthesizer.
Yeah. You sent me some video of some guy, like, playing it, and he was, like, making a bunch of...
I know. That guy's like, nuts.
Like, crazy, crazy sounds with it that don't sound real or natural or anything.
I know. That guy's insane.
That guy was insane. Somebody shoot that guy. He's
basically
crazy.
It's basically like an electronic oboe.
Oboe?
It's the best way I can explain it.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you're having fun with that.
With my electronic oboe?
Have you made anything with it yet?
Not yet.
Oh, well, that's nice.
My electronic oboe.
Your electronic oboe. Ah. Well, we have some important news. You want to go in and break the news now, or do you want to break the news later?
Yeah, we can do it now.
Let's do it now.
We have 5 episodes left.
Yes, that's pretty much it, basically.
Noxcast has gone on for long enough. We're going to end at episode 75.
75 will be the last episode of Noxcast, so you got 5 more weeks of Noxcast.
This is kind of the thing where we expected that at some point we would fix the show and make it good, but it's been consistent suck since the beginning, so we're gonna end it.
It's too late to fix it. It's too late to redeem it.
So we're going to end it completely.
We're going to end it. We're going to put a shotgun in the back of its head and pull the trigger, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Episode 75 will be the last episode.
There's probably 3 of you out there who are really pissed off. Should we tell them the other part, or what?
We're starting another show exactly like this one.
Exactly. There you go. That's pretty much it.
So it'll be like nothing changed.
That's right. We're ending Noxcast.
No, we're starting up another show that's going to be actually...
It's going to be a current events show.
Kind of. That's the best.
It'll be
way
a new podcast. It'll be weekly, but it won't be on every Tuesday like this.
Yeah, it's going to be a weekly show. It's going to be me, Robert, and Matt Books.
Every week, or almost every week.
And the thing about this show is that it's going to be slightly more structured in the fact that we'll actually have something to talk about every week.
We're going to plan things out more and
We're going to have a theme song.
Talk about all the important things. It's a serious show about serious things.
Yes.
And that's what it's going to be. It's going to be called Chaos Pony.
Yes, Chaos Pony.
Chaos Pony. It's the best podcast name ever.
Yeah, so you heard it here. After Noxcast is over, eventually Chaos Pony will begin. And so those of you who want to continue listening to us can listen to Chaos Pony instead and listen to a much better show.
Yeah, we have no idea when this is going to start yet. We don't know if it's going to start a couple of weeks after Noxcast. We don't know if it's going to start a month after Noxcast or ends.
It might start today.
It might start today. In fact,
it might have already started.
Let's do the first episode right now.
Hi.
Hello, welcome to Chaos Pony.
No, this is not... We're not going to ruin Chaos Pony by...
You're right. We don't even have Matt here yet.
I know. We're not going to ruin Chaos Pony by infecting it with Noxcast.
But yeah, we're gonna have an introduction song and an outro-duction song.
I know. We're going to have just stuff everywhere.
And a new middle-duction song and a quarter-duction... I'm just making up words now. We're going to have special effects.
Ninjas.
George Lucas.
We're going to have no ninjas.
No ninjas. No, no ninjas.
No pirates. No robots.
We're going to have a lot of CGI. We're going to have Matt with us.
Yep. Matt is going to be a regular part of the show, as will...
That's what we think, anyway.
Yeah, well...
We can barely get him on Noxcast. But then again, maybe, Chaos Bunny will be more worth it.
It will.
But yeah, it's going to have an official site and everything. It's not just going to be something where we post up a link on our site and you're like, look what we did this week. Like, we're going to make it its own show, not just some thing that we get together and do.
When you listen to it, we'll actually be talking about things.
Yes, we're going to be talking about things this time.
Because we're not talking about anything right now, and we haven't talked about anything for any episode.
We're talking about Chaos Pony. You know, it's pretty sad that, you know, after 75 episodes, we're finally going, you know what, we're going to make a new show, and we promise we're going to talk about stuff this time. We promise.
I mean, let's face
after
it.
After over a year.
Let's face it, this is episode 70, and I think out of all the episodes we've done, about two of them were listenable.
I wouldn't say that. Maybe four.
That's pushing it.
No, I'll say four. No, episode 50 was
That's
good.
Pushing
the
it.
Case, conspiracy ever. The library.
I don't know.
That's two. And then
but I expect a higher good to suck rate.
Yeah, this show's about a 2. Well, Chaos Pony is going to be at least a 5.
Yeah.
Or a 4. But, that's what we said about Noxcast, so I don't know. But I'm excited about this new show. I'm going to wear a suit for the show. Even though nobody will see me, I'll be wearing an expensive suit.
I'll be wearing
I won't.
I'll be wearing a bear costume.
I actually believe that. But until then, you'll have to sit here and listen to this.
Yeah, man, you got 5 more episodes of Noxcast.
Well, I mean, this is a show where we started off the first 10 minutes talking about a swamp.
So, seen any good movies lately, Robert?
No, not really. I mean, I saw Resident Evil, but you said good movies, so...
I saw a movie called Playtime.
What's Playtime?
Yeah, by Jacques Tati.
I don't know what that is.
It's from 1967. It's a fantastic movie. It's about modern architecture.
That's cool.
Actually, it's not real. It's hard to... It's difficult to explain Playtime. Well, I don't think there's any other movie in the entire planet that's at all like Playtime. Because there was never a movie before Playtime that was like Playtime. And there's never been a movie since Playtime that was like Playtime.
Well, what makes this movie so different?
Playtime isn't in any genre. Playtime is a movie that exists by itself with nothing else to compare it to.
Lonely.
Yes, it's a very lonely movie.
How? What is it about?
At the time it was made, it was the most expensive film ever made in France.
Really?
Yes. The guy who made it went bankrupt and lost his house filming this.
I hope it was worth it. What's it about?
Well, it's hard to say it's really about... Yeah, I mean, to explain the plot, because, I mean, there's hardly any dialogue in the movie. And the dialogue
really?
That is there really doesn't matter much. It's like, you know, like you go to the mall or something, and you sit on a bench, and you just watch people walking around, and you know, if you stand back from any situation, like just stand back from it and look at it from a distance, it seems kind of silly and poetic and everything.
Yeah,
that's what this movie was. This movie, there was no close shots in this movie. It was all take. The entire movie was filmed from wide shots, so there's no close-up shots in any of the, I guess you could call the main characters. It was all told as if you were looking in on the scene from across the street.
That sounds like it could be really not good.
That was fantastic,
but,
though.
I don't know, I've never seen it. That's cool.
It is amazing.
Well, I mean, what is it exactly about, though? I mean...
Because it's about a lot of stuff, except it doesn't have a plot in the traditional sense.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up on YouTube.
No, I wouldn't. See, this is an interesting film.
A bunch of kids shows showed up.
Yeah,
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be seeing Playtime anytime soon.
See, the thing with Playtime is it was filmed in 70mm, which is, you know, regular films are filmed in 35mm, but it was filmed in 70mm, and it was meant to be seen on humongous screens. And so the way it was filmed, if you watch it on, like, YouTube or whatever, you won't see hardly anything that's even in some of the shots. Because there's so much detail in every shot that you don't even know where you're even necessarily supposed to be looking. It's one of those movies that that you really have to watch it once to prepare yourself for actually watching it.
You know, I think I might actually check this movie out.
It is amazing.
I think this is the first time where I actually really do plan on watching a movie that you've reviewed.
It's a great movie.
I'll get around to it.
It's an artistic film made in 1967, so if you're bothered by movies that are slightly slower paced, then you probably won't enjoy it. Except if you can get into to these kind of movies, then you'll love it.
Yeah, I don't have any good movies to review, so I'm not gonna try. Last two movies I saw sucked. You ever seen the Resident Evil movies?
I saw the first two.
You saw the first two? How were they?
The first one was okay. The second one was significantly less than okay.
Well, this one sucks even more.
I've actually heard it was better than this second
one. Well, I saw it, and I can personally tell you that, no, it's not better at all. It sucks. Have you ever played any of the games?
No, actually.
No, you haven't?
No, well, I played Resident Evil 2.
Played Resident Evil 2?
But not a whole lot of it.
Oh, I beat them all. I beat all of them, so I guess maybe that's why I'm disappointed with the movies. Because there's really nothing like the movies. The first movie, if you were to watch it and it had a different name to it, then you wouldn't know that it was about Resident Evil. To say that, it doesn't have the same characters, the same story, the same anything. You just got zombies.
Yeah, well, when I go to a zombie movie, I'm not exactly going for the plot.
Well, when I go to see Resident Evil movie, I want to go there to see Resident Evil.
You're going to a zombie movie based off a zombie video game.
I want to go to a zombie movie based off a zombie video game with the same story and characters.
The Umbrella Corporation. Rah!
Yeah.
The Umbrella Corporation. Rah!
Wait, so you have played it?
No, I've seen the first two movies.
Oh yeah, that's another thing they have in common. No, the first movie was pretty good. I liked the first one. The second one, I really did not really like that much.
Nemesis! Rah!
And then the third one, you're not going to like either. That one was really bad. The zombies look horrible in the third one.
Yeah. The first one was kind of ridiculous, but it was,
Yeah, the third one's, like, even more over the top than the second one.
Well, the second one was just bad. I mean, because the first one was really, 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 really stupid, except at least it was well put together, even though it was retarded.
Yeah.
The second one, though, just it was the same level of retarded. It's just it wasn't as good a movie. It was just not well put together at all.
Well, the last one's just plain retarded. The
second one was just boring. And the whole thing was just boring.
But
it was just boring.
It was just a bunch of random crap thrown together. Like, I think the second one and the third one, they started trying to throw in characters from the games, but it was too late, and even the characters they did throw in, they got them completely wrong. So, it's not really Resident Evil. It's more like Resident Suck.
Oh. Resident Suck, I get it, because it sucked.
Can I say that on this show?
Maybe, you just did.
Am I in trouble? Am I going to get fined?
You know what movie I'm going to watch next?
What?
Ghost Rider. I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen that yet either, because I don't really want to see it.
I heard it was pretty bad, except I heard it was the kind of bad that I would probably like, so...
The kind of bad that you would like.
Yeah, because, I mean, I like bad movies as long as they're
as long as they're,
entertaining.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's some bad movies that are really entertaining, even though they're really bad movies, and I like those.
Like Mortal Kombat?
I never saw that. I saw the Street Fighter movie.
That movie is really bad, but it's really cool to watch.
Yeah, well, I heard Ghost Rider's like that. Like, it's a terrible movie, except it's entertaining.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, it is. He's a flaming skull, so...
Nicolas Cage is a superhero. I mean, what more could he ask for?
Yeah.
I usually like superhero movies, but I never planned on seeing that one.
See, man,
Iron Man looks good.
My movie taste varies. I'm going from 1960s French art films to Ghost Rider. I like all types of movies, Robert.
I know you like all types of movies, Jason.
From all types of decades.
What movies do you not like? That's what I want to know.
I
want to see you give a bad review.
Well, there's no specific type of movie I don't like. I mean, I've seen movies that I didn't like.
Like what?
Gosford Park.
I don't know what that is.
Gosford Park.
You're always giving reviews of movies that you like. You should give a review
Gosford
for a
Park
movie.
Gosford Park got really good like. Reviews, too, except I just couldn't get into it. I thought it was boring.
What is it about?
I don't even remember. It was about these high society people, and then someone got killed or something. I don't know.
Oh.
It bored all right. me.
Oh, I see.
It bored me. There was all these people in, like, period dresses, and... it was take place in some era. I don't know. I can't even remember. I almost fell asleep during it. It was horrible. Gosford Park.
You know what movie I hated?
That's the only movie I had on DVD that I actually gave away.
You gave it away?
Yeah.
How'd you get it on DVD in the first place?
I bought it. I thought it might be interesting. It got great reviews everywhere.
Oh.
What movie do you hate, Robert?
I hate Alien 3.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Yeah. It's like you take the happy ending of Alien 2 and then you turn it into, you know, hell.
Well, that's Alien, but, you know.
Everybody dies.
That's what happens in the Alien universe.
You know, you go from escaping, you know, everything's happy, and then the next movie, you're dead. Everybody's dead.
Yeah.
The little girl's dead. Guy's dead. You're dead.
I'm one of the few people who didn't particularly like the first Alien movie.
You know what? I thought it was pretty boring. I think most people know the Alien franchise for Aliens.
Yeah, that movie was
that's the only decent Alien movie they made.
I know, that's the only one that didn't suck.
Because I got the whole collection.
Yeah, I
over
do
here,
too.
And I finally got around to watching all of them in a row, and the only one that I really wasn't just sitting there waiting for at the end was Aliens.
Yeah. Aliens, I think Aliens was one of the better sci-fi horror movies I've ever seen. But Alien, Alien 3, all the other Alien movies, just eh.
They're just really, really bad.
Yeah.
The first Alien wasn't bad, it was just really kind of boring. Kind of boring and slow and...
I don't know, it's just kind of dumb.
Alien 3 is just retarded and kind of depressing. And then Alien 4 is just... Alien 4 is ridiculous.
So many ridiculous movies, man.
Speaking of which, Alien vs. Predator 2 is coming out.
Well,
soon.
See, I mean, and here's the thing. See, if you make a movie really well, it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. It's still a great movie. Like The Matrix, for instance. The Matrix, the whole premise for The Matrix and the way everything happens in The Matrix. Is really, really retarded when you think about it.
Yeah,
I mean,
is.
you have these people who get in and out of the Matrix via telephone. For some reason, telephone is the... Just random telephones everywhere is how they go in and out of the Matrix. And then, you know, you have these computers who have built this world, and yet in their own world that they've built, the best way they have to go after people they're after is by a handgun. They go around with handguns trying to stop these people, and you would think, you know, they programmed this entire world. Why are they going around and attacking people with handguns?
Exactly.
The whole movie's retarded. None of it makes any sense. It's just completely... It's one of those things, like, if it hadn't been made as well as it was made...
It would have been really bad.
It would have been, like, it would have been on Mystery Science Theater.
But it was awesome.
It was only good because the people putting it together put it together well enough that that it didn't matter how ridiculous the plot points were. You still bought into it.
And watched two more of them.
Yeah. See, I liked the second one. I thought the second one was pretty good as an action movie. Except, see, it was ruined because the third one was so horrible.
Really? Because I thought the third one was better than
the third
second
one was terrible.
But
I hated the third
really
one.
Really a fan? I'm not really that big of a fan of any of them.
See,
but
I mean,
I
think
hate
the
it.
Third one worked as a link between. The third one worked as an. I mean, the second one worked as a introduction to the third movie. The second one worked as, like, you know, basically a preview for the finale, but the finale ended up sucking, so.
So it kind of brought down the other one.
Yeah. Because the first one was really good. The second one, I thought was good enough for what they were doing with it. I don't have any big criticisms of the second one. But,
I remember the second one. I remember liking the third one, but I don't know.
No, the third one was terrible, because it was The Matrix, except nothing happened in The Matrix. It was all in Zion.
Yeah.
It's like you go to see The Matrix, and instead you get Terminator 4.
You get a bunch of people running around and, like, in a sewer.
Firing machine guns at the robots, which obviously doesn't work at all. You would think that these people would have something other than... I mean, just the weapons in all these movies are so stupid. Hey, we got the giant evil robots coming after us, and we have our huge robot suits and obviously far advanced technology, so let's shoot at them with machine guns.
Man, now we're just going on a rant about Matrix.
See, that's the thing with the third one. The third one wasn't that great of a movie, and so the ridiculousness of it became painfully obvious while you were watching.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. It's pretty, they're all stupid. I watched all three of them, like, last week, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the first one today, actually.
Actually, I watched the first one, and then I watched the third one on, like, TV somewhere. I don't know where it was.
That's why I had it in my mind. I just watched the first one. I was like, hey, yeah. This movie's pretty ridiculous, but it's pretty good, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You don't really realize how ridiculous it is until the second time, or third time, or fifth time you've seen it.
Yeah.
When you go back and say, wow, this is actually retarded.
But that's okay.
That's okay, because they did it well. Any other movies?
We're at the end of the episode.
Alright. Alright, that's the way you want to be.
Any other movies? I don't know.
I don't know. No, we can just end the episode.
I saw something recently. I don't remember what it was, though. Isn't that sad?
What about the Terminator movies? Those are a good example of that.
Of what?
Of ridiculous movies being good. Well,
the second
one anyway. Again, I didn't really like the. I don't really like the first Terminator or the third one.
I thought the first one was okay,
but the second one.
I thought the first and the third one were okay.
Yeah, the second one is good, but the first one and third one are not so good. I don't like the original Halloween either, but yeah, let's end the episode.
You know, it's funny because the guy who directed Terminator 2 is also the guy who directed Aliens.
Yeah, you know what? I think that might have something to do with it. I think that guy is just good at making sequels.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
But he did make the first Terminator, though, so he loses points.
I don't know, I thought the first Terminator was decent.
I don't know, I mean, I didn't hate it. I hated the third one, kind of.
I mean, considering how low budget the first one was.
Yeah.
Alright, well, we will see you next week, everyone.
Good night. I guess that means we have four more episodes now? Five more?
Well, so we have 71, 72, 73, 74, and 75, so five more.
So we have eight more episodes left of Noxcast. Man, that's sad. It's gonna be sad seeing you guys go. Kind of.
Yeah, well, we're gonna replace it with a good show, so.
Hopefully. See ya.
Man, what was that?
I don't know. What was that? Wait, what are you doing? Are we still recording?
Yes.
Man, you were in such a rush to end the show, and you're making stupid noises.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm a lost soul.
Alright.
I'm gonna end the episode in mid-sentence, okay?
Alright, go ahead.
Goodbye, everyone. I hope you have...